This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, April 4th. Well, cattle markets yesterday were lower. The markets opened steady to a little bit lower, tried to make some sort of a bump, but really couldn't hang on to any gains. We ended up down 85 on the front month lives. Feeders were down 255. So the market's struggling to maintain that upward momentum that it had from the previous day, basically coming back down and testing Tuesday's lows. There was a report out from the European Union, the Food Safety Agency, warning about the bird flu, that it could become a pandemic if it can pass from human to human, because we don't have a natural immunity. There's not a vaccine available at the moment, although they've identified two potential vaccines that could be developed. So it's not like we're just twisting in the wind out here if this thing started to get away from us. But clearly, you know, just the notion that you could have this pass human to human is a huge problem. And it's not a problem yet. And we've only had one case of a human supposedly contracting it from a dairy cow. That's the second human case that we've seen over the last several years. So it's not like this is widespread, but obviously, you know, the health agencies want to stay in front of this and figure out what's going on. Meanwhile, the rest of us public people, we're just waiting to hear and getting nervous about dairy cattle and feeder cattle and milk and everything else. So they're trying to give us as much information as they have and, you know, tell us that things are safe. The animals are recovering. The milk supply is safe. The concern really is this virus. Number one, how did it spread to cattle in the first place? But two, spreading to humans is a much bigger problem. And containing that is the priority. In the meantime, cash markets are starting to feel some of the pressure. We saw the Fed trade developing yesterday at around 185. That was down 3 on the week, and that follows last week where it was down 2. Dress trade at 297 was down 3 on the week, and that follows last week where it was down 2. Box beef values continue to slip. Choice down 286 at 301. Select down 207 at 297. The spread lost 79 cents. We're sitting at 438. Movement was a pretty healthy 151 loads. But the box beef values have really slid here just in the last 6 days. Choice has been down every day and has lost 10 bucks. Select, not so much, not so bad, down 5 days out of the last 7, and they've only dropped about $3. So again, most of that pressure and value coming from the top end of the beef supply. Slaughter rate yesterday, 123,000 head. For the week, that puts us at 352,000. That's down 15,000 from a week ago, and it's down 16,000 from a year ago. The feeder cattle cash markets from Tuesday, just 1,200 head trading at an average price of $239.62. So that's down $14 from just the previous day's average of about twice the volume. But still, that's a pretty notable drop in values for the cash feeders. The 7-day average was down 54 cents. We're sitting at 247.73. So seeing some slippage there in the cash trade. And of course, the futures have already had quite a sell-off here. That's not going to help them recover. They might stabilize, but if the cash market is slipping like this, it's going to give more room to the downside for these futures. So that's unfortunate to see, but that is what appears to be happening. So perhaps we've already seen the seasonal high. You know, we were talking about that in mid-March. We had three outside days lower in the span of 2 weeks, right in that early part of the seasonal window when you put in highs. I just felt it would come later because you're in this bull market. Usually your seasonal highs will come later in that window. But as it is, even if we do get a rally at this point to try to put in some sort of seasonal run late in the window, I think that probably the best you're going to do is get back to those highs from mid-March, because you've had so much of a pullback here, and clearly the market is struggling to regain that upward momentum. So it won't be long before the retailers are done buying for, you know, the early summer grilling season. And, you know, demand is going to then taper off quite a bit. We've got big placements in February that's going to lean on the markets as we get into July and August. So those summer lows, I think, hold a real possibility of a downward draft here over the next few months, even with, you know, a smaller cattle herd and small calf crop, tight supplies of calves. You still can have those seasonal factors, and it looks like we've kind of lined the market up to have that kind of price action. So, you know, we're gearing up for some sort of high. Maybe we've already seen it, or if we get some sort of a rally here, I think at best we'll come back and test those mid-March highs. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.